Hi, this is Andy. We're having an absolutely fantastic time here at the International Super Rally in the States in Houston, Texas. Houston's a surprisingly nice city, great feeling. It feels more like a southern US city to me than a Texas city, and it's got a real dynamism about it. And not that we've got a huge amount of time to explore the city. We were out and about yesterday for the afternoon and the day before for the whole day. But yesterday, of course, was the start of the Super Rally celebrations, and you've heard already from Bob Parker about the new products that were launched yesterday. Very exciting products, genuinely very exciting products, which I think are going to be very useful for us in the UK and going to help increase volume and turnover. I'm just getting ready now to go for the first day of the major recognitions. The first day of the International Super Rally is where all the smaller turnover countries from around the world, bearing in mind there are over 100 countries represented here, so all the smaller turnover countries from around the world will be recognized today. Everybody will be in national costume. There'll be great entertainment, and we're really looking forward to it. This afternoon we're being taken to the NASA Space Center, which all the guys and some of the women are really looking forward to. I can't understand anybody not looking forward to this. It's something I remember from my childhood, and I think myself and a few others are going to be like kids in a sweet shop. So we're really looking forward to that. However, the purpose of this message is not to give you an update on the Super Rally. The purpose of the message is to give you the second in the series about making that phone call. Because the reason that many people don't achieve what they want to achieve in the timescale they want to achieve it is, as you know, because they don't speak to enough prospects. And the reason they don't speak to enough prospects is not because they don't know anybody, it's because they just can't pick up that phone. They want to pick up the phone to speak to somebody, but something gets in their way. So reason number two for not making a call, I think, is that feeling of doing it because we want to get the person to do something for us. We think, what's in it for me? We're not thinking, what's in it for them? We're thinking, I want them to join the business so I can get what I want. And we're not really focused on them. It makes us feel selfish, and most people don't like feeling selfish. It can make us feel as if we're being manipulative with our friends, and certainly all decent people don't like to feel manipulative towards their friends. So if you feel uncomfortable because you're thinking what's in it for me and not what's in it for them, that's good that you're feeling uncomfortable, because it means you're a decent person. So how can a decent person then pick up that telephone and make that first phone call? Well, the key is to not be focused simply on what's in it for you. For me, when I make a phone call to a prospect, the purpose for the phone call is to find out whether they are in a frame of mind that might look at an opportunity to move their life in a different direction. I'm not doing it out of some kind of saintly, what can I give to the world feeling, so I'm not being totally unselfish, but I am thinking what could be in it for them. Because if there is something in it for them and we both work together on it, then we can both benefit out of this. So my frame of mind is, if they see something in this for themselves, that we can work together for our mutual benefit. And isn't that a great way to work with people that you know? For mutual benefit, where it's a win-win situation. Just before I make that phone call, the words that I think are, I'm interested in you and whoever the name is. So my focus is entirely on my prospect and their needs and wants. My focus isn't on my goal. Of course, the reason for me sitting down and making the phone calls, the reason for me doing my 7-day plan where I plan to make these phone calls, is because that's my job. And I am my employee. I'm also, of course, my own boss. And so as a boss, I have a long-term strategy, but as my employee, I have my daily tasks to perform because that's my job. So if you're concerned about feelings of selfishness, feelings of perhaps maybe manipulating your friends, get all that out of your mind. Think totally about what's in it for them think completely that you are interested in them, and your mission is to see if they can see what you can see, if they want to move their life in a different direction, because together you can work on something for mutual benefit. I hope that helps.